Now, I think you could put it this way, that the advertising industry has just achieved a new milestone, showing something in a TV ad that we haven't seen before. And it resulted in about 600 complaints to the industry watchdog Ad Standards. Now, in a minute, we're going to talk to an advertising expert about the commercial. Maybe if you've got young ears around you and you haven't had the birds and the bees chat, might be a good time to turn the radio down for a few minutes. But the rest of you, here's a sample of the complaints. This is distasteful and unnecessary. This commercial is extremely offensive. It is extremely inappropriate to be so graphic. And this, sitting with our 9 and 11-year-old boys, and in less than 30 seconds, both going from a state of relax to alarm. So what was the TV ad that caused such concern? Well, it was a commercial for sanitary products that for the first time showed red period blood rather than that sort of safe blue liquid. And it included vision of a woman's leg in the shower with water and blood dripping down it and a patterned pair of underwear stained red.
What do you call a girl on her period? Call her next week.
Have you got a pad?
So express a view for me here, 1-300-222-720. Is Australian television the right place for this kind of candid advertising? And you'll be really interested to know that the watchdog dismissed all of the complaints, saying it doesn't breach any code of ethics. Steve Madigan is a media marketing expert, the creative director of Campaign Edge. You'll have seen her as a panellist on the ABC's Gruen. Dee, welcome to the program.
Thanks, sir.
First up, what do you make of the ad?
I think it's great. I think it's about time. I worked on tampon ads for years and could not get the client to go there, you know, and even though I kept saying, you know, women are sick of blue blood. We don't bleed blue.
So it's important in that it tells a certain kind of truth. Are you happy that the Ad Standards folks saw the criticism, of which there was a lot, and just went, nope. This is real. Why did they accept that this is just real?
Well, because it is real. Because every second person in the world has a period. It is perfectly normal and healthy. There's nothing weird about it. There's nothing even sexual about it. It's purely biological. So it didn't breach any standards. And just because 600 people complain about it doesn't mean they're right. And I can tell you what, they're also not the target market for Libra.
No, that is probably true. Could you remind us how you would have tried to sell tampons in the old days?
Oh, my God. So I would say...
A lot of euphemistic language. And
yes, you couldn't even have... even the word period, women on TV didn't have periods. They had heavy days and light days. And it's like, oh, my God. I remember once trying to get the word discharge into a pantomime.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you can't say that. And it's like, oh, yes, you can. You really can. When we make bodily, you know, normal bodily functions something weird, that's when you create problems. You know, it's just normal, just healthy.
Is it also rewarding to see some honesty about a woman's monthly experience?
It is. And I think that's the whole point of it. It's about normalising something that is normal.
My guest on the program is Dee Madigan. I would imagine if my daughter was here and was commenting on this, I think she would look at it and probably, she's about 26, Dee, she would probably say, about time. Is there any argument, though, that says, yeah, I know, I get all those things, but the bit we're not comfortable with is we don't like the depictions of anything that's discharged.
Well, they haven't... what about Band-Aid ads? Why is blood from one bit of your body okay and blood from another bit not okay?
Yes, I get it.
Yeah.
Now we had Gillette a little while ago deliver an ad to blokes about toxic masculinity, and there was a pretty strong message in that. Are we entering a period where we're seeing businesses more and more comfortable expressing a viewpoint that will have a social discussion wrapped around it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm a little bit cynical about the motive of some of them.
Yeah.
However, in this case, it's completely and utterly relevant to the product. And it's also on brand for Libra. Libra have always, you know, pushed the envelope in terms of, you know, what they've done. So I don't know if you remember years ago there was a Libra ad and it actually looked like there was blood on it. It was a murder scene and they used the pad and it turned out to be water from a spilt vase, but it did look like blood. And then there was another one where the boyfriend actually stuck panty liners all over his body and it was kind of funny. So Libra's always sort of pushed it a little bit and not taken the whole period thing too seriously.
To someone that says, my 9 and 11-year-old boys went from being relaxed to anxious, are they just learning something that they might not otherwise have known?
Well, I'm sort of interested why their boys don't know that, because my boys, you know, I've got a 9-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy. They know what periods are. They've seen tampons around the house. They've asked about it. I've told them. If your kids are getting to 9 or 10 and they don't know what a period is, man, I'd be looking at, you know, maybe telling them, because as I said, there's nothing shameful about it. It's just normal.
Yeah, and that blood's not actually blue, is it? And never was.
Maybe the Royals go blue, I don't know.
Maybe. Dee Madigan, thank you very much. By the way, Gruen starts on ABC TV next Wednesday, 25th of September. I really would like women's opinions very strongly on this subject too. Hello, Suzanne.
Yes, they would be in worse trouble if they had rejected it, because it is normal and more than half Australians are female, and those two little boys that got shocked, well, they're blinking lucky that they don't have to put up with it. But I've got something. There was a fabulous ad a few years ago where the girl takes the goldfish to the vet and says it's just in stress. It keeps going berserk, round and round and round like a race course, and he can't work out what's wrong. And then you look as to where the goldfish is kept, and teetering above it are super absorbent tampons.
Yes, I get it. Hey, Suzanne. Suzanne, a text that's just come in. And Mears has corrected me because I didn't say menstruation. I said a woman's monthly experience. Thank you, Mears. I was just nervous and shy and trying to get it right. But a text has come in and said, what's next, said Kim. Baby nappies containing poo, adult incontinence products containing urine. I'm female, but do we really need to state the obvious? Suzanne, I think you reckon the answer's yes.
Of course it's yes. That's silly. I thought your D person was right when she said you can have Band-Aids with that sort of blood, but you're not allowed to have the other natural sort of blood. That's why we're all here.